right.
All right.
We do this every Wednesday, and if you want to add to the conversation, if there's something that just can't leave your brain pan, that haunts you maybe, let us know, and we'll talk about it. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. And sometimes we start with members of the show, and let's start with Monty, who's calling for the ball.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, this one got brought back up today.
Thank you, Justin.
And I wouldn't say I think about it all the time, but anytime I hear one specific thing, it makes me think, of course, of a ticket drop. So do you remember how old Shannon Sharp is?
56 years old.
Yep.
So I'm guessing you know where I'm going with this. I cannot hear the age or just the number 56 without hearing this drop.
She's 56 and gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I hear someone's 56, I follow that up with
she's 56 and gorgeous.
Who was he referring to there?
It was Salma Hayek.
Okay.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's yeah, he's right.
She's one of the prettiest humans that's ever existed.
Would you like to know how I know that?
Yes.
Because Daddy will tell you repeatedly.
Are you sure? I thought it was Kathy Bates.
Definitely not. He'll just walk into the newsroom and just be like, hey, Lando, Selma Hayek, 56, gorgeous.
Would you?
Yeah, would you? Hot sports opinion. I think she's gorgeous.
That's awesome.
Let's see, how old is Selma Hayek? That's got to be at least
she's
a couple years old.
She's probably 58, 59, yeah.
58, gorgeous now. Look at that.
Gorgeous.
58, still gorgeous.
It's the way he says gorgeous that just kind of, it's like he's having to slide his hand down his pants. I don't like it.
She's
like
he needs a cigarette after. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Maybe she should get with Shannon Sharp. Around his age.
That would straighten him out a little bit.
Maybe they'd make a 10-minute video that he'd want to release on his own. Like, yeah, I'll put this tape out. No, Shannon, we don't need to see this. We don't need to. We've heard about all of it.
Now the Daddy Selma Hayek tape, that's the one.
Would you watch that?
I think we'd all have to, right?
He couldn't pick the Kangol off
for
this?
I will not. That's just a personal rule I have.
He's singing
it. If there's a tape with one of my friends in it, I don't care who the guest star is, I'm not watching it. Because I won't be able to.
What if it was Sydney Sweeney?
I won't be able to look at him the same. No, absolutely not. I don't care who it is. Because every time you see Daddy from here on out, all you're going to think about is his syncopation. Just his metronome.
Interesting.
His rhythm.
Yeah.
And that, too.
All right.
So, no. Can't do it.
Let us please move on so we don't have to think about this. Let's go to P1 Mac. He says, dear sweet clean spotters, that would be us, while Donkashane makes a ton of sense for this theme song, I think I speak for my fellow Gen Xers / millennials in saying we celebrate Wayne Newton's entire catalog. A non-existent Matt Duchesne show theme song has been in my head long enough now it probably has squatters right. Every time this segment is teased, I immediately hear the Casio keyboard and Tay Zonde kick in. Matt Duchesne.
Okay, I like it.
Scoring goals and causing opponents pain. Someone talented with creating AI songs, please make this happen, Ham. Or would it be too much to ask EA Zonde to karaoke this? Stay nourished,
okay.
Cactus Mac.
Okay, so it's... What was the line, Matt Duchesne?
Scoring goals and causing opponents pain.
Okay, yeah. Let's get on this.
Sure.
We can have EA sing it.
We have musical friends.
Right. Tay Zonde. That's Summer Bash's own Tay Zonde.
Like 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, when that song was big for about 2 months.
It sure was, and it made a lot of promos. All right, let's move on to P1 Byron. This ad from the 90s has lived rent-free in my head for 3 decades now. I don't even remember what the product is, but there's one particular phrase I've probably said to myself 5 million times. It's one of those things that just makes less sense the more you think about it. And the line is, they let you try it for free. It must be good. Thanks for what you do to your bodies, P1 Byron. Now, he didn't know what product this was, but actually I did a little sleuthing on the web, and it turns out this was an infomercial from, I believe, the early aughts.
Okay.
Not quite the 90s, but 2003. And, Ham, if you want to roll a little bit of this, go right ahead.
Focus Factor contains nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support focus, concentration, and memory. With satisfied customers in all 50 states, now is your chance to try Focus Factor absolutely free. Simply call the number on the bottom of your screen, and we'll send you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, absolutely free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping.
They let you try it free? It must be good.
You know, I've been taking Focus Factor since we introduced it over 2.5 years ago, and I wouldn't work a day without it.
So if you're giving away your product for free, is it that good?
I remember seeing those commercials all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what it was.
No.
I was like, okay, it's helps you focus. You can still buy it.
It's some sort of supplement. And
it must be good.
They let you try it free? It must be good.
It must be good. I love her.
All right, P1 Brian. This is a baseball one. What happened to the Mendoza line? And why is it no longer a thing in the MLB? I think it still is.
Yeah, it's
honestly
around.
Right now, we have a DH, which the Mendoza line doesn't apply, batting 070. And, of course, this was emailed last week, so now it's down around 040 or something like that. When will sub-200 hitters be sent to the minors where they belong?
Ooh, hot sports opinion.
Well, you paid Jock Peterson, so he's going to get every single opportunity as a veteran.
That's a good question, though, with the major league average batting average going down year by year. And now, if you know, 10 years ago, dude's batting 200, you're thinking, okay, he's not going to be around next year.
Right.
Now, if a guy's hovering 200, 205, but he's hitting home runs, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, if your OPS is okay, you can live with 200 as an average.
Now, as a fan of the offense, you want to see that number come up. But I wonder if we're going to get to a time where we look at the Mendoza line or around 200 as not being as bad. We just kind of normalize
it. I think we're there. I really do. Because guys like Joey Gallo were still making all-star teams.
Yeah.
You know, you've had true outcome dudes be around for about a decade. Now, Jock Peterson is doing none of that.
Just give him time. Let him get his first hit.
Cause for concern. All right, let's go to P1 Jimmy. He says, "Dear Sweet Spot, let me read this as he said it. While it bring joy to my millennial heart to see the youth embracing the awesome power of the wide-legged denim jean, their inability to wear the correct shoes with their poser JNCOs lives rent-free in my head." He says, "Cool Nikes, posers. Sean, kids think you're more hip than Junior Miller. Could you please tell the children of DFW to pair their jeans with proper skate shoes and bring back airwalks? Thank you for what you do to Daddy's body." P1
okay.
Jimmy.
Skateboard, man.
I was never a JNCO or airwalk dude, but I had plenty of friends who were. I'm sorry. I had some Vans for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The nice, easy slip-on shoe. But I was never an airwalk guy.
Yeah, I never had the airwalks. Vans, of course, were a big player. But I feel like I've seen those around. I don't think they've fully gone away with the youth.
But if you're a youth who's just wearing normal Nikes, I kind of get where he's coming from. It feels like you need to complete the full ensemble with maybe like a corn t-shirt, the JNCOs, and some airwalks.
And keep your shoes clean. That's my big thing, is the youths get the white shoes and they get them dirty on purpose for whatever
reason.
You
have a working theory on this.
I don't know what my theory is, though. I notice it everywhere. My theory is I don't know why they're doing it.
Yeah,
because growing up, like, you would want to have, if you had white shoes, you would do everything you could to keep them clean. Like, if you ever had K-Swiss, or if you bought a white pair of Vans, you'd go to they'd offer to sell you the cleaning supply with it, and I'd be like, yeah, I probably need that because I need to keep my shoes white. If your shoes got scruffed up, your friends would make fun of you. Now it's the thing.
Times
change. I just don't get it.
Times change, old man.
I need someone to explain it to me.
And finally, from Tanner, who is a big TikTok dude, he says, "Good afternoon, fellas. Wanted to share another TikTok trend that is living rent-free in my head lately. For some reason, covers about LeBron James are going very viral lately. This cover of Man in the Mirror is both the most popular and now lives rent-free in my head every time LeBron or the Lakers are mentioned. Hope you all have a great day." The Lakers got a win last night, so I'm sure plenty of people were hearing this. They got Luka Doncic.
Let's
That's not really good.
It's not bad, though. Yeah, Justin,
that's the first time I've heard that.
You're the biggest LeBron fan I know. Is that something you've downloaded here recently?
I've seen other ones like that. I haven't heard that exact one, but I didn't realize that was a big trend. I thought that was a one-off or something. I love it, though.
No. Man in the mirror.
The man in the Lakers.
What a give up.